Hello, it is Sophie here. Nice to have you back with me for another episode of the Summit Health and Wellness Podcast. I have had a wonderful weekend away, went to a chiropractic conference. This is an annual conference. Go to it every year. I've been going every year for probably about 8 or 9 years. I did miss 1 year. Because I think I had just given birth to Josh like 2 months prior. So I was like, no, we'll skip it that year. But apart from that, I've gone every year for, as I say, about 8 or 9 years. I absolutely love it. Just to be, you know, like when you're around your people, like whether that's like your community, your tribe, your friends, especially when it's people who you don't actually get to see that much as well. I don't know, there's something about that feeling, isn't there? Like that sense of community. I love it. So today has been day number one for me for the challenge. And I've got to be honest with you, it's not going very well. I knew I was going to record this podcast and over lunch I thought, let me just have a look and see how well I'm doing. And I was like, yeah, do you know what? I'm not doing bad. Like I went to sleep quite early last night. Going to go to sleep early again tonight. And as I mentioned last week, the sleep, I've sort of started anyway, so I'm already getting into a good routine and building a nice, healthy habit there. I went outside for a walk over lunchtime for, only about 15 minutes. I wanted it to be longer, but the rain stopped me. So I'm going to go for a bit of a walk later on as well. And then I thought to myself, how well have I been eating? Well, my lunch was really good because I'm at work all day today. And instead of ordering some food to come to me, I made sure last night I cooked a really healthy meal with lots of vegetables and a packed fruit. And so I was like, yes, I'm going to do really well. What I didn't take account of is that I had loads of chocolate biscuits at home. And so I put them in a bag and said to myself, I don't want to eat these chocolate biscuits. I don't want the sugar in the house. Especially not for the kids, because with it being Halloween, all they've been having is sweets. So I was like, no, chocolate biscuits can go to work. Let the team eat the sugar. I don't need the sugar. So we open the chocolate biscuits. What have I done? I've eaten about 5 so far. 5 without even thinking. Like I just ate them. I didn't even realize that. Oh, Sophie, I'm supposed to be on my challenge right now. So 7-day reset, how am I doing? I'm probably like 50% of where I need to be. Am I going to beat myself up about that? No, I'm not, because 50% is still better than where I was last week, right? But I need to be more conscious of what it is I need to be doing. So this afternoon, I'm drinking my water to try and make up for just a little bit of sugar I've had. I'm gonna do some stretching tonight. I haven't had any moaning, no complaining, lots of positive self-talk. And tonight when I get home, I will get adjusted. So if you're thinking, what are you going on about, Sophie? That's because you have missed last week's episode. So go back, listen to it. It's the 7-day reset. I'm going to be going more into detail about that another time. Today, I am going to be talking to you all about chiropractic. I have to, after I've just spent a whole weekend talking about chiropractic, surrounded by chiropractors. So please listen, don't switch off and think, oh, chiropractic, I don't need to know about that, or I'm not going to see a chiropractor, I've never seen a chiropractor. I am hoping with the information I'm going to share, this is not only going to benefit you and your health, but your circle around you as well, your immediate circle, your extended circle, because I'm going to go out there and I'm going to say it, a bold statement, that in my opinion, every single person should be getting adjusted, regardless of if they have pain or not. And the sad truth or fact of the matter is that hardly anyone does actually get adjusted. And even those people who have seen a chiropractor, they have had on average about 10 visits, so 10 adjustments in their life. And that, to me, is just not on. It is a sad fact because I know and I see all the time, I've seen over the years of my, you know, my career, of how chiropractic affects people, how chiropractic actually makes an impact, again, beyond pain. So I've been getting adjusted now for probably about, my first adjustment was when I was at uni, and maybe in my first year or my second year I got adjusted, but I got adjusted one time and then that was it. And throughout my studies, it was a 4-year master's degree, I could probably count on one hand how many times I actually got adjusted, I'll say properly, because of course I did get adjusted loads of times when we were just practicing on each other. And saying that, actually, you can't break people's necks. I've just got to put that out there. You can't cause that type of damage or that kind of harm. And this is what people get so worried about. And I say that because, yeah, we practice on each other. So when you're at uni, your fellow students are your guinea pigs, and you're putting yourself on the line to be a guinea pig too. So yes, I was a guinea pig for all those years, but in terms of actually seeing a chiropractor who was graduated, has a minimum, let alone experience, like that, I could count on one hand. And looking back now, I think that is so crazy that I was at university, you know, I was there training to be a chiropractor when I had never been in that situation myself. So the reason I got into chiropractic is because my dad has seen a chiropractor. So I'd seen it from that point of view of he had back pain. He got adjusted. His pain got better. That's what I saw. I didn't ever see a need, a reason for me to get adjusted, because I was like, I'm 21, I got no pain. Actually, was I 21? No, I was 21 when I was graduated. When I started, I was just turned 18. I turned 18 like 3 weeks before I started. So I was like, you know, I'm 18 years old. I have no pain whatsoever. Why would I ever need to see a chiropractor? Over the years, I've learned that the opposite is true. And even within the chiropractic world, this is the minority way of thinking. Most chiropractors work very pain-based of, you know, you've got a problem, see you a couple of times, let's get you out of this pain. If that doesn't work, we'll refer you to your doctor or for something else. There's nothing wrong with that, because people do need help with their pain. And I believe chiropractic does that very well. And it's more natural. Let's think of the alternatives, because the alternatives are pain medication, ice, heat. What else can you do if you've got pain? If you've got typical bad back, you could do some stretches. You can have a massage. I mean, massage is natural though. But I mean, if it's been going on a really long time, what's it then going to lead to? It's going to be something a bit more serious, isn't it? It's going to be something like injections. After injections, if that isn't working, you know, last resort, of course, is going to be surgery. But these are very invasive. And there's side effects. There are side effects with all of that. I mean, there's side effects with everything in life. But that's why I do like it when people choose chiropractic, because it is natural. It is a different way. It is alternative. And again, I suppose that's another reason why a lot of people don't know about chiropractic. And then, as I said, when you've got most chiropractors working like that, when they start to hear chiropractic from the way that I describe it or other vitalistic chiropractors describe it, they think, whoa, hang on a minute, what is this? Like, this must just be, I'm going to say it because people think it, money making. You want me to come in lots of times. You want me to come in regularly. You want me to come for maintenance. You want me to come when there's no pain. Why would I ever do that? You know? And then I always try and get people to see it from a different way, and just for people to start to view things slightly differently. And I say, well, when are you going to stop brushing your teeth? Oh, well, never. I'm going to brush my teeth till, you know, the day I die. Yeah, okay. But do you have any pain with your teeth right now? Well, no, is always the answer. Well, most of the time. That's why. The reason you don't have pain with your teeth is because you're looking after them. You're brushing them every day. I mean, ideally, we should be flossing, mouthwash, going to the dentist, getting it checked, all of that, right? And we do that quite easily and quite happily, you know. Twice a day, 2 to 3 minutes a day, we're quite happy to be at home, brush our teeth. And I understand that there's a difference with certain things, you know, associated with that compared to going to have an adjustment, right? It's a lot easier to just be at home brushing your teeth rather than going and finding a chiropractor, driving there, finding the time, all of that. And then there's costs as well. But then I like to think, you know, teeth are effectively just bones. And they're bones in your mouth. And right now there's an obsession in society to have the whitest teeth and the straightest teeth. And oh, I'm there as well. One thing I'm looking for very soon is to have Invisalign, to have a clear retainer, because I had braces when I was younger. My teeth were perfectly straight and they have moved. They have moved. And the reason they've moved is because I didn't wear my retainer. And again, that's the same for chiropractic. When people have adjustments, they feel better, they go away, they don't have any adjustments. And then what happens? Their spine moves back to the old, bad, poor position. They didn't have their retainer visits, their maintenance visits, right? So, where am I going now with this? My tangent, I remember. So our teeth, God forbid, if something happens with them, you know, the worst it's gonna get is we're gonna lose a tooth. Now, no one wants that. I certainly do not want any of my teeth missing. Is it going to affect my life? Yes, because it's going to affect how I feel about myself, my self-esteem. It's going to affect how I eat, etc. But can you survive if one of your bones in your spine goes missing? Now, it's not going to go missing, is it? That's not what's going to happen. It's going to degenerate. It's going to degenerate to a point where you might have osteoarthritis, where you might have chronic pain. You might have a lack of movement or a loss of movement. But again, this is just all in my opinion, because I don't want to, I don't want to get the chiropractic profession in trouble at all. Do you know what? I don't want to get myself in trouble, because I have to even be careful what it is I say. But, you know, your spinal health, in a way, your spinal hygiene is more important than your teeth because of the impact it can have. So the way I want you to think about that is I want you to think about your nervous system. You have your brain. All those messages from your brain, they're going to pass through your spinal cord, okay? That is what's protected by your spine, okay? So we know our spine is our neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, and then you've got your pelvis as well. Now, either side of your spine, your nerves are going to pass to every single part of your body, your muscles, your joints, and all of your internal organs. So with that being said, I see so many clients who say to me that since having chiropractic care, not only has their pain improved, but they get all these other changes. Changes like their digestion has improved. Their energy has got better. Their sleep's got better. I had a client the other day. I've been seeing her son for a while. He's 13 years old. He's wet the bed every single day for 13 years. And he has stopped wetting the bed. He has had a whole week dry. He's never had one day in the whole of his 13 years. We have had people who have been told they'll never ever get pregnant, and then they're pregnant. Now, let me put this out here, because this is where I don't want this to get misconstrued. And as I said, I don't want to get in trouble either. But am I saying that chiropractic is going to make you pregnant? No. Am I saying chiropractic stops bed wetting? No. Am I saying chiropractic is going to 100% fix any illness, disease? No, of course not. I'm just making observations, and I'm just saying I can see why that can happen when there is a link. Because what we do with an adjustment is we take the pressure off the nerves to allow the body to heal naturally, inside out, for the body to work how it is supposed to. So actually, as a chiropractor, I always say to people, don't give me any credit. I haven't done that. All I have done is allow your spine to move better. So I facilitated, but then it's your body which has done the healing. And I know that because if it was a case of me doing something, I'd get the same results with every single person, right? But of course, that doesn't happen. You know, some people feel 10 times better after one adjustment. They feel like a new person. All their symptoms, which I've had for 10 years, have completely gone. Whereas for other people, that might take like 3 months. Now, of course, there's other factors at play, like what are they doing for work? Are they active? Are they eating right? Are they hydrated? How old are they? Have they had any trauma? You know, there's a long list of things. And that's why any chiropractor, before they see someone, they have to do a consultation, right? They have to ask the questions to be able to find out exactly what's going on and to be able to make some sort of prognosis from that as well, and a plan, right? But chiropractic, it is magical. There are miracles happening every day in chiropractic clinics, not just in England, but across the world. And even when it is pain, and again, I'm not discounting chiropractic and pain, because that in itself is magical. I've seen people in pain to the point where they can't move. I've seen people with pain where it's just a little ache and it's a niggle, but all of the extremes and everything in between, the important thing about it is, how does it actually affect you day to day? Like, what is it stopping you from doing? What is it, you know, preventing you from doing? What is it making more difficult? What would be easier as a result if you didn't have that pain? How would that then have a knock-on effect, right? I had this again just as this morning where saw a new client. He's been having neck and shoulder problems for 10 years, he said. He said, you know, it's just frustrating when I'm with the kids. You know, I have to think like, oh, am I going to pick them up? Like, I sort of almost second guess myself. And he was like, even for him, I think it was a bit of a light bulb moment, a bit of a realization of, oh, I'm doing that. And, you know, my kids are the most important thing. I want to be able to do everything I want to do with the kids and play with them and run around and not have to second guess myself at all. But that's what I'm doing right now. And I'm confident, this is me, I'm confident that chiropractic can help him, and that we will be able to get him to a point where he doesn't have to think and he can just do whatever he wants with his kids. And wouldn't that be the best thing in the world? You know, he said himself, his kids are his everything, which for, you know, parents, it is, isn't it? Your kids are your everything. You do anything for them. And as a parent, on that note, if you're listening, you know, we say we'll do anything for our kids, but do we? Because do we look after ourselves? And we sometimes don't, because we think that's being selfish. We need to look after them. We need to make sure all of their needs and wants are met. But can we do that? Can we get their needs and wants met if we're not healthy? You can't pour from an empty cup, can you? So sometimes the best thing you can do as a parent is just take some time on you to make sure that you are healthy, that you are working as well as what you should be. And that's the beauty of chiropractic. That's what it does. So if you have seen a chiropractor before, I 100% encourage you to go back. If you've never, ever seen a chiropractor, I am highly encouraging you to find one. If you don't know who, where, like, what am I looking for? You know, this is sometimes where it gets confusing, because there are so many different techniques. There's lots of different ways to work in chiropractic, but there's no right or wrong, and you have to really find what works for you. But if you want a helping hand, if you want me to point you in the right direction of someone who I know would help you, then all you've got to do is reach out. Message me on Instagram, sophie.mcdermott. I know lots and lots and lots of chiropractors in England, but I actually am lucky and privileged enough to know lots of chiropractors worldwide. I have always been one for learning and partying, may I just add that in. So I go to a lot of conferences. conferences. And I say that because the conference I went to this weekend, I was posting lots of stuff on my social media. And my mum was like, well, where are you? I'm like, I'm at a work conference, mum. And I think it got to like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm posting pictures of what my friend said, Sophie, you look like you're at a rave. And my mum just sent me a message of work, question mark, as in like, this can't surely still be work, right? But as I say, you've got to work hard and party hard. So I believe in those two, that's for sure. But yes, as I was saying, I know lots and lots and lots of chiropractors. So if you want to find one, if you need one, let me know. I'll give you some details of someone, or if I don't know someone personally, I'll be able to find someone through who I know or point you in the direction of, there's some websites you can go on so you can actually find a chiropractor, so you can find a vitalistic chiropractor, and just do what works for you. I'm not saying you do have to get adjusted for the rest of your life. You know, I know you might be listening thinking, well, this is easy for you to say, Sophie, because you know all these chiropractors, you're married to one, you can get adjusted whenever you want. I do get that. But even if you just got adjusted once a year, you would be better off than never getting adjusted at all, okay? Think about it. It's like if you just did one workout per year, are you going to be exactly where you want to be? No, you're not. You're not. But would you be better than doing no exercise ever in your life? Well, yeah, of course. Like, so it's going to move the needle slightly. Not enough, granted, but it's going to move the needle. And that's what this is all about. Every single sort of thing we're doing, everything I talk to you about on these podcast episodes, is just to move the needle. And even if we move it slightly, it's about moving it in the right direction, because I hear this all the time of, I wish I did something sooner. Oh, you know, I feel like I'm getting old. I had a client this morning, he got up from his chair, I was like, oh, when I stand up now, I realise I make noises. Like, oh, you know, this is going to come to you one day. I had someone else actually today say, oh, I'm half a century, it's not nice when you get to this point. I've heard it so much that it's made me view health in a completely different light of, I need to look after myself now because I don't want to be 50 or 60 looking back thinking, shit, like, what state am I in? And now it's going to be so hard to fix this problem. So if you're listening to this and you're young, please don't think you don't need to do anything, okay? You do. You might just not need to do as much. So that's the beauty of it, actually, because when I do see, you know, I'm lucky I see kids in practice as well. They don't need as much care as adults, obviously. They don't have the same stresses. They've not been on this planet long enough to have the same stresses as well. But on that note, I do adjust all ages, and a lot of chiropractors do, most chiropractors do. My kids were adjusted after an hour of being born. We have kids in here who are literally a matter of days old. All ages can benefit from care. And it's from the same idea of, you don't need to be in pain to benefit from chiropractic care. So I'm going to leave you with that. I hope that you manage to find a chiropractor and get yourself booked in. Even if it's just to get checked. I always say that to people, actually. Even if you just treat a consultation as like an MOT for your body, and you just did that like again once a year, like, how good would that be? Because that's the sad thing, isn't it? We take our cars every year for an MOT, we do services on our cars, you know, we change the oil, we do all this stuff to make sure our cars are working properly. But when do we check ourselves? Hardly ever. Unless we're in like extreme pain and we've left it to a point of, you know, this is really interfering with my life now. So I've got to do something about it. So make sure that you put yourself first. It's not a selfish thing to do. Okay. Looking after yourself is not a selfish thing to do. And make yourself a priority. I hope you have a wonderful week, whatever it is you're up to. So next week, I'll be able to let you know how the rest of my 7-day reset has gone. And I think next week, I'm going to talk to you a bit about sleep. I haven't made my mind up, so make sure you come back to find out what it is, we need to do to be moving the needle towards better health. I will talk to you next week. Bye.